What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019, middle of the week, day, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday, and whatever other insanity is due to hit us this week. And I have to tell you, I've been going through the news today, looking at the propaganda, the stuff about the impeachment and Ukraine and all the rest of it. And I've come to the conclusion that truth has become such a valuable commodity that our government and corporate media are economizing it, because I have never seen a group of people with tongues so handy and information so unreliable in my entire lifetime. Now, normally I'll be watching Fox News to read the subtitles to see what's going on here. But frankly, at this point, if it wasn't for the plunging necklines, I'd turn the TV set off at this point. That's how useless they have actually become. All right. Now, over at first of all, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And by the way, I want to take a moment here. You've probably noticed I'm wearing all these Indiana T-shirts, and these are being sent to me by the listeners, for which I want to express my gratitude here. I didn't even have this many Hawaii T-shirts when I lived in Hawaii, but I've got this one, the basketball shirt, the red one, and so I'm starting to fit in like a native here, and so thank you all very much for that. Okay, this is the week for the United Nations General Assembly, and apparently Mike Pompeo is making the rounds insisting that the United States has definitive, unimpeachable proof that Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons against ISIS last May. And of course, last May, they couldn't find any proof about it. But Pompeo said, yes, now we've got the So what he's doing is basically he's going around the General Assembly trying to sell the idea of yet another United States attack on Syria. That's what's going on here. A lot of people are still talking about the Yemen war report and how the Houthis delivered this devastating blow to Saudi Arabia. And this is important, not just because the Houthis fought back, not just because they blew up some facilities, not because they killed a bunch of people and they took a bunch of weapons. This was a an emotional blow to the people of Saudi Arabia, who had been listening to their corporate media. And for that matter, the United States was listening to our corporate media saying, oh, those Houthis, they're ragtag, they're really not capable. They'll be gone in 6 months' time. And of course, that was a couple of years ago. And now all of a sudden, the Houthis appear to have come up with their own version of General Giap, which, if you remember the war in Vietnam, he was the military genius who basically turned that war around and kicked the United States in the butt. You remember that? The orderly withdrawal from Vietnam, which was the helicopter with 20 Marines dangling underneath it. That's what's going on here. And that's why it's not getting a lot of coverage here in the United States of America. This is a huge embarrassment. These were American weapons, American-supplied weapons that got wiped out by the Houthis and the Yemenites. Major, major victory for them. And good for them. We shouldn't have been messing with them anyway here. Now, as you know, diversity is the word of the day. And the longer we live here in the United States, diverse it seems to get. And so there's this white female Marine general claims that the diversity in America's military is our greatest strength over the homogeneity of Russia and China. And what she's actually saying is, because we have all these different people speaking all these different languages with all these different customs, it makes us stronger than the unified Russian and Chinese army. And needless to say, the Russians and the Chinese are laughing their heads off at her. Because, hey, go back and read your Bible, what happened at the Tower of Babel. Now, North Korea has done something which, I mean, not that Kim Jong-un calls me on the phone and says, Michael, what do you think about this? But he did something really dumb. They're talking about restarting diplomatic talks with the United States on this Saturday, and then North Korea test launches a submersible ballistic missile just one day after agreeing to the talks. Now, I have to question the timing on that. I have to question who's really in charge over there in North Korea. Because if you're trying to talk about, let's talk diplomacy here, the last thing you want to do is let off a potential nuclear weapon that can be sub-launched. That's a major game changer. I don't know what Kim Jong-un is thinking, if he's really talking about diplomacy, or if he's just going to get Trump over there to get another photo op with him, because that builds his international reputation. He's now he's a player on the world stage. He gets to hang out with President Trump. Okay, now, yesterday we talked about this story where Saudi Arabia was now communicating diplomatically with Israel through a third party. Nobody's saying what they're talking about, only that it's going on here. And what's really interesting is back in 2017, there was a documentary that was made where Mohammed bin Salman said he was ready to recognize Israel if the U.S. helps him defeat Iran. So what's going on here? Are they moving forward with the plan? Well, why is Saudi Arabia talking to Iran? I'm sorry, they're talking to Israel. Are they getting ready to go on in and finally make war against Iran? And by the way, that's not going to be easy. First of all, probably the reason bin Salman is talking to Israel about needing their help to go into Iran is because he just got his rear end kicked over there in Yemen. That's got to be weighing very, very heavily on his mind right now that, hey, we're not as good as we thought we were. And we're going to need a little bit of help. And we're going to get Israel over there with their wonderful F-35s, which are stealthy, unless you're going up against the Germans. But it just feels like the world is spinning off into chaos right now. It's crazy. Okay, now, speaking of Iraq, as you know, yesterday we reported on how this so-called land bridge, this corridor between Iraq and Syria, was being attacked by the air. It was presumed to be Israel. And so Iraqi Hashd al-Sha'abi says they're now going to retaliate against Israel for these attacks. This is coming from a high-ranking commander of the Popular Mobilization Units, saying Iraq Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi's confirmation of the Israeli regime's responsibility for a string of attacks on positions of the Iraq pro-government forces makes retaliation legitimate. So we're going to have a regional war. We're going to have a regional war. Everybody's going to be fighting everybody. Whose side are you on? I forget. Doesn't matter. Boom. Seeing here. Over in Iraq, there are major, major protests raging. The police are using live fire. The embassies are all sealed off. At least 7 people are dead. Now, the initial protest, people aren't sure exactly what started it. Who knows? Maybe it's another U.S. color operation. But apparently, the protests for today are seen as fueled by anger over corruption, which is a U.S. import, unemployment, which is a result of the U.S. invasion, and the lack of basic services, also the result of the U.S. invasion. So we really messed up this country, and the Iraqis are not happy about it at all. Over in Peru, yes, even in Peru, the whole world is going crazy. The army and the police are siding with the president in a standoff against the parliament. Now, this tells you just how bad the corruption is getting in the world, because apparently the president wanted to pass some bills against graft. He's trying to fight the corruption within the Peruvian government, and the parliament refused to go along, at which point he dissolved the parliament. And now the parliament is coming on back with people in the streets and calling on him to resign and saying, you know, we need a new general election. We need a new president who's okay with graft and corruption. But the army and the police are siding with the president against the parliament. So this could get really, really ugly. But at least, hey, honesty in government. Yes, I stand for corruption. I stand for graft. I stand for greed. I'm running on an honesty platform here. Okay, over in Poland, the United States has been constructing this missile shield site in Poland. It's based on what's called the Aegis Ashore facility. And what it is the standard Aegis radar missile launch system, but instead of being on a ship's hull, it's put on the ground. In fact, if you go to Google Earth and you go out to Barking Sands over on Kauai, you can zoom in. You can see they have one set up there. And they have them set up on the East Coast and everything. Well, now they're finishing this one in Poland. This is what Russia says violates the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Remember when Trump pulled on out of that and said, you evil Russians, you're violating the treaty. And Russia's come on back and said, take a look at what you just built. That's the violation. This thing is capable of launching nuclear-tipped missiles deep into Russia. Insane here. All right, so let's talk about our domestic politics. What's really going on here? Are we looking at a real impeachment, or is this an orchestrated coup d'etat just to get rid of Donald Trump? And as I said yesterday, the only thing that makes sense as to why they're working so hard to get rid of him is because all of these people, McCabe, Comey, Loretta Lynch, head of the FBI, head of the CIA, all these intelligence agencies, they're all tangled up in this global drug and arms trafficking, and Trump isn't part of the group, and they're concerned that if he does find out, there's going to be problems. So we may be looking not an impeachment, because after all, what's he done that he's impeachable for? He hasn't done anything impeachable. You have to have a high crime and misdemeanor. And calling the president of Ukraine to honor a 1999 treaty mandating cooperation in criminal investigations, that's not an impeachable offense. But you have to be concerned about the efforts to remove Trump from office. And Nancy Pelosi is out there saying, yes, we're going to get him out there. We're fast-tracking it. We're going to get rid of him like that. And I don't know what Nancy is thinking. If she can impeach Trump and Pence at the exact same time, she gets to be president. President Pelosi, is she really crazy enough to think that she can pull that off here? And I want to reiterate something here again, and I've been saying it for a while. As president, I am very disappointed in Donald Trump. He has not kept the promises he made during the campaign. He's a weak leader. He's easily manipulated. He's subject to flattery. He's capricious, which is very dangerous in a president. But he is the president. And these members of the government who are working to remove him from office, that is a coup d'etat. And it has to be a coup d'etat because they really don't have, you know, an impeachable offense. I mean, Adam Schiff is out there thinking this phone call to the president of Ukraine is the smoking gun. We've got him now. We've got Trump for sure. He made a phone call. How could he do that? And they're getting really crazy out there. Maxine Waters is saying not only should President Trump be impeached, he should be imprisoned in solitary confinement. That's just a little bit out there. And this is the chairwoman of the Financial Services Committee. but you may want to keep in mind when we're talking about the economy a little bit later in the show. But going on back here, everybody's like, we have to impeach, we have to impeach. Okay, what for? What for? What high crime and misdemeanor has Trump committed that deserves impeachment? And they're trying to find something. They're trying to manufacturing something. And they can't. Trump hasn't done anything, either good or bad. That's my chief complaint with him. He hasn't done anything good. Hasn't done any of the good things he promised us he was going to do. But he hasn't done anything that rises to the level of high crime and misdemeanor. And the liberals are just, they're going crazy. And everyone's trying to figure out what's going on here. And there's an interesting little story that came on out. This is from Investment Watch Blog, asking if the Democrats have brought this impeachment issue in order to drive Joe Biden out of the race, which would leave this big empty space for Hillary Clinton to come on in and steal the nomination again. We're seeing more and more signs she's going to run. When she lost in 2016, I said, she'll be back. She's not going away. They're not going to put her in a coffin, put a stake through the heart. So another article here, this one's also over at Lou Rockwell, saying the failed shift CIA-led coup against Trump will bring Hillary into the presidential race with dire consequences, and it certainly will be, because I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not trained in psychiatry, but from where I sit, she's batshit crazy. Let's go to the phones here to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it's talking about, the news is talking about Pompeo. Secretary of State Pompeo was witness to that phone call Donald Trump made to the Ukrainian president. And,
yes.
Of course, he said there was nothing to the call. Then
yeah.
I have a little flashback. I played a clip a couple of weeks ago, and you can find it on YouTube still, where Mike Pompeo was talking about when he was in the Naval Academy, U.S. Naval Academy, how honor and tradition was the core to being in the
yes.
academy. And then once he left the academy and joined the CIA, he learned how to
lie, cheat, and steal all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So keeping that in mind, he doesn't... doesn't have any credibility having
Instead
that
of
in
CIA, they ought to call it LCS. Lie, cheat, and steal.
Yeah. The Democrats are going to pull that video out. You watch. They're going to pull that out and say, we can't trust this guy. No doubt about it.
We can't trust
any
of them. As
far as Hillary, I do believe there's a possibility she will come back in politics, no doubt about it. But I have a different scenario that is a possibility, knowing her criminal background and the body count. But I think it's killing two birds with one stone. I think she and the intelligence were part of this whole, this newest Ukraine gate, I guess you want to call it. And
yes.
She was talking to Hillary about 2 weeks ago, and I was curious about that conversation. So we could see a scenario where she's also part of this to take out Biden, get rid of him.
Yeah.
Warren is the second line to be president. Trump would be out. He would be damaged with the reputation problem and maybe a collapse, economic collapse. So Warren goes in to become president, and vice president would be Hillary, and we have another JFK moment. Warren is out.
Yes.
And Hillary Clinton is president.
Oh, Warren has to know that if she names Hillary as her vice presidential running mate, she's painting a target on her back.
Exactly. That's what I said last week. She would be. Knowing the history, yes. Painting a target on her back, no doubt about it. Hey, another thing about this Representative Chris Collins, I think the Democrats are going to latch onto that because he's resigned from his insider trading deal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised because they're focusing on, lately, they've been saying that Collins is a huge supporter in the very beginning of Donald Trump. I think they're going to try to stretch this corruption to Donald Trump. Wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Steve, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Sure.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve Elkins. We're talking about, you know, this idea of impeachment. And again, you can't just impeach the president because you don't like him. And we're seeing all these articles about how, well, yes, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to vote to impeach. And they're even talking about having enough Republicans in the Senate to remove him from office. Why? Okay, the only thing that makes sense is that they are all involved in this gigantic Uranium One, Clinton Foundation, money laundering, gun running, drug running operation. And because Trump is not part of it, they need to get rid of him. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me.
I agree. Hey, last but least, want to mention that yesterday, Joseph Wilson, the husband of Valerie Plame, you can clue your, educate your listeners on that whole thing, the scenario with the Niger and yellow cake uranium. But he passed away yesterday, age of 69. I just wanted to pass that on. And the guy was a sharp guy. He was a true patriot, and I just wanted to recognize him today that for what he did, telling the truth, going up against
the
George.
Do we know how he died?
It said multi-system organ failure, but that could be sepsis. I'm not sure. It just said multi-organs.
Could also be poison.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did go up against the Bushes, George W. Bush there, and tried to stop it. but it didn't work. But what an effort, and I commend him for trying and going out there. And you know, it's Karl Rove was never prosecuted for outing Valerie Plame, and he should have. He jeopardized her safety, her life, and they never did a thing to him on that whole thing. Nothing ever happened on that.
And it wasn't just Valerie Plame. I mean, they destroyed Brewster Jennings and Associates, which was the CIA's cover for tracking third world nuclear weapons. I mean, they just completely wrecked the place.
Yeah. No accountability, no punishment. Terrible. That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, before I get to what was on my what I called about, you're talking about the outing of the Plame Gate and all that stuff. So it's your view that Plame and her husband were white hats?
Yes. Well, at least the husband was. Basically, he went on over there following up on this claim that Iraq was buying yellow cake uranium from other countries. And the story really didn't make a lot of sense because Iraq has lots and lots of its own natural uranium. It doesn't need to be buying it from Niger. And so Joe Wilson came on back and said, these documents are forgeries. They're on the wrong letterhead. They're bearing the wrong signatures. This thing is a complete fake. And in order to try and discredit Joe Wilson, they went public and saying, oh, well, his wife works for the CIA. And that's how Valerie Plame got outed and ended her career in intelligence. Ended the company that she was working for, Brewster Jennings and Associates, caused a huge amount of damage to our national security.
Yeah, now that I remember that with Wilson now, that was honorable. That was honorable what he did. I got mixed feelings about his wife, though. I just read today, as a matter of fact, that she was behind a movement that wanted to buy Twitter so they could kick Donald Trump off. So I don't know how true that is, but.
Well, there's a lot of people who are talking about buying all of social media so they can block Donald Trump. But I think Trump could basically fight back on First Amendment grounds. Remember, there was that one point where he was already trying to block people on Twitter.
Right.
And the court said, you can't do that. You're a public forum. And now, of course, I guess Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now getting dragged into court about her blocking people on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to find out how that's going to go down. You earlier you asked a question about the whole impeachment thing and what crimes did he commit.
And, yes.
I guess one of them would be through their pretzel logic that they're using. Just in my newspaper today, there's a letter to the editor, and they seem to think that because he withheld taxpayer money from Congress that was to be sent to Ukraine to help protect them from the evil Russians. Is that true or is that false?
It's not true. Trump did not withhold the money from Congress. He withheld the money from Ukraine, and that's his prerogative to do.
Okay?
Because that's foreign policy, and that's firmly in the hands of the State Department. That's executive branch. Congress has nothing to say about what's going on inside other countries other than for a declaration of war. Congress's job is supposed to be taking care of the inside of this country, and they're doing a piss-poor job of it.
I agree. And one of the things that really irritates the living daylights out of me is when they use these false narratives like that to push this impeachment. They strain at a gnat and swallow a camel because I do not agree with sending any military aid over there to fight this Russian threat.
Okay, Philip, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Philip in Virginia, and we're talking about, you know, Trump's supposed crimes. And you need to realize we're in a war of lies right now. You have the liberals are lying, the conservatives are lying, the corporate media is lying, and whoever gets the most people to believe the lies wins. That's really what's going on. It's a war of lies. Nobody's out there telling the truth, because the truth does not get them anything.
And, you know, like you say, we are in a war, and what's the first casualty of war? The truth.
Truth.
Yeah. Before I ask you another question real quick, from what you just said about conservatives lying, I was expressing my resentment about how the media is allowing this false narrative to be used to confuse the people and muddy the waters and everything about Trump withholding, you know, the military aid to this hoax and false narrative that Russia is a threat to Ukraine. And, you know, the Russian, I'm still hearing them talking about this, Michael. The
Russians, they're still talking about it. The media is not allowing this to be told. The media is being ordered to tell this story. Right now, you've got military intelligence personnel in all of the newsrooms. They're all coordinating the stories. I mean, right now, there is less truth and accuracy in the American corporate media than there was in Pravda and Izvestia in the old Soviet Union.
Yeah, and like I said, they're still using the demonizing Russia with the false narrative that they invaded Ukraine and, you know, that they, you know, stole Crimea and all that stuff. And when you explain it to them how that whole annexation went down, they don't want to hear it. But, just a reminder about everybody who thinks that, you know, the Russians invaded Ukraine. And remember, Obama funded neo-Nazi groups that even Hitler was afraid of.
Yes.
You know, during that whole thing. So I am opposed to any military aid being sent, our tax dollars being sent to Ukraine. And I applaud Trump for doing that, although he might have helped. You know, might have held it up for, you know, different reasons, but
you know, but I mean, the United States went into Ukraine. They basically orchestrated a putsch against Yanukovych. They installed Poroshenko, who was running Ukraine for the benefit of the United States. The Crimean people voted to secede from Ukraine, which is their right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Then they voted again in another referendum to merge with the Russian Republic, and that's what happened. And the American media is, oh, Russia stole Crimea. They've got to give it back. They're being evil, you know. And basically, the reasoning was that without Crimea, Russia does not have a warm water port on the Mediterranean. And so that was really what was at stake.
Yes. Concerning one of your comments you just made when you came back from the break, you were talking about mentioning everybody's lying. I haven't really heard or picked up on any, or my memory might be failing, about any conservatives lying about, you know, what's going on here. Does any come to your mind, you know, right away about, you know, what are they, anything they're lying about? The conservatives?
I think the conservatives are probably pushing their own version of Biden's corruption story in Ukraine, because this is supposed to be Biden's scandal, and the liberals are trying to turn it into Trump's scandal, and no doubt the conservatives are pushing back.
Well, you know, the guy came out, the former prosecutor from Ukraine came out and said that Biden's son, boy, did need to be investigated. And they're all saying, oh, it was a nothing burger, you know?
Yep.
The left is saying it was a nothing burger. But anyway, one other thing, did you hear today about the rumor is that the so-called whistleblower is Mr. Bolton? Did you hear that
report? Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that report there. And but so far he's saying there was nothing said on the phone call that would have been inappropriate. And again, you need to understand, there is a treaty between the United States of America and Ukraine, goes back to 1999, calling for mandatory cooperation in criminal investigations. And so Trump was obeying the letter of the law.
Well, you can't do that if you're Trump or Republican or conservative or whatever. If you're a nationalist and want to do what's right for your own people. But anyway, all right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open, and we're going to get on back here. All right, Hillary Clinton, back in the news again. Boy, for somebody who supposedly has retired from public life, she's getting a lot of press coverage here. Hillary Clinton has won a pro-abortion lifetime achievement award for calling killing babies a natural human right. This is coming from the pro-abortion group NARAL. They celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they gave Hillary Clinton their Lifetime Achievement Award. And in between criticisms of Donald Trump, leaders of the radical pro-abortion group called Clinton our president and touted her pro-abortion record. So they're saying women's rights are human rights, and for 50 years, NARAL has taken on the toughest fight to protect our most fundamental freedom, which is the freedom to get rid of our babies. Yeah, she's going to run in 2020. She's out there getting all of her ducks in a row. She's getting all of her constituent groups lined up, going on out and saying, yes, I support you, and I support this, and I support that. Yeah, she's running. She's definitely, definitely running. All righty, there is yet another wrinkle in this whole Ukrainian mess here. And this goes back to the Obama administration. Ambassador Yovanovitch is a noted Trump hater who blocked Ukrainian officials from traveling to the United States to hand over evidence of Obama misconduct during the 2016 election to President Trump. Now, Yovanovitch was U.S. ambassador to Ukraine during the 2016 election when the Ukrainian government was colluding with the Democratic National Committee and Hillary campaign to undermine the U.S. presidential election. Everyone's talking about, oh, Russia interfered with the 2016. Russia interfered with the 2016 election. They did no such thing. It was Ukraine. They were interfering on the side of Hillary. That's the way the liberals think. We're going to commit a crime, and we're going to say the conservatives did it. And the people will believe it because the media will tell them that. Okay, a staffer for Representative Adam Schiff's House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence went on a trip to Ukraine last month, sponsored and organized by the Atlantic Council Think Tank. Now, the Atlantic Council is funded by and routinely works in partnership with Burisma, the natural gas company at the center of the allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Sounds to me like they're trying to make sure that all the dead birds are appropriately buried. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And Atlantic Council is also a mouthpiece for NATO. Because NATO was involved in the coup in Ukraine. In the EU, Brussels, and NATO's located in Brussels, in Belgium. So it's all the same group of people. All linked together. Joe Biden, Burisma. Isn't that amazing? How people can't figure this out. It's all an oligarchy. It's a world oligarchy with a small group of people in France and Britain and Canada and Mike, isn't it amazing with Hillary Clinton, though? She had no problem getting an award for aborting the indigenous population's babies, but yet, I bet you she don't want to abort the third world's babies coming here,
She's welcoming them in with open arms. That's one of the real hypocrisies of the liberal movement, is they want white people to kill their own babies and then open the borders so that the babies from the third world can flood on in.
And indigenous black babies, because they ain't got no problem with third world African babies coming in, but yet they don't, go to the death chambers. You know, that's it over here. You know, they have no problem with that. But isn't it amazing? But it's not just her. It's around the world in the West.
Yeah.
If you look at the, you know, that same mindset. You know, like, I wonder if they give out awards to, like, is abortion legal in Sweden? Because they're all for global warming over there, you know, and all that other stuff.
I have no idea. I imagine it probably is. Sweden is very, very liberal. And with all the massive rapes going on over there, I can imagine that abortion has become necessary.
And they're also liberal with decapitating your head from the rest of your body. Because like I said yesterday, they don't have a problem with telling jihadis to go fight. And then when you come back, you got a paycheck per month. You know, you get put on some kind of like a social service assistance. That's crazy, right? I mean, isn't that nuts? Abortion, jihadis? This is what these people think. You know, it blows my mind, you know, to what these people are. And I wonder what they are capable of doing, you know, besides overthrowing countries and dropping bombs on women and the CIA is linked to all these people. You know, the CIA's intelligence agency is an elite club. You know, they get their marching orders from the elite, you know, That's the sad thing. And then, and Mike, you know what I find amazing about the who was it? Chuck Schumer? When he made that comment on Trump's, we got the intelligence of seven ways to. Somebody mentioned it yesterday. Seven ways till Sunday to get back at you. Well, how come they didn't get back at Dick Cheney and Karl Rove when they outed, rest in peace, Joe Wilson's wife? They didn't go after, do you know, they didn't go after them, right?
No, they didn't.
Now, why?
Well, probably because the outing of Valerie Plame was being done at the orders of Bush, and, of course, the Bush family are highest rank within the CIA.
And this is a word to the members of our Central Intelligence Agency. If they throw her over the bus, just think what they'll do to you and your family. This is the kind of crap that these people are. You know, these people are backstabbers.
There's no loyalty in CIA. I mean, we now know that Lee Harvey Oswald was a CIA asset. He was a CIA asset when he was in Russia. They brought him back to the United States. They needed a patsy for the killing of John F. Kennedy. That was Lee Harvey Oswald. No loyalty whatsoever.
Well, do you think there's anybody in the NSA and CIA that have loyalties up to a certain level, right? And after that certain level, even the Pentagon, after that certain level...
I think they have expediencies, things that they do that get things done. But I think loyalty could actually be seen as a weakness.
And do I still have any time left?
Unfortunately, I do not have my clock with me. I think you've got a few minutes.
Okay. Well, Jim from Illinois, I want to respond to some of the people. Jim from Illinois, I like when he calls in. He has a right to call in. I want him to call in, and he's right on a lot of stuff. Like, he said he's not for the Democrats, but he does get his information from certain sources. But I asked Jim to go on to Duran, and he comes to your show, and just do some research because, you know, they say anonymous sources. I have an anonymous source myself. You know, I do my own research. I look through my own eyes. And with Trump, is Trump corrupt? Trump most likely is probably corrupt to a certain level, but is this a witch hunt? Yes, because if you look at the Russian collusion, it was bull crap. The Ukraine thing is bull crap. And I'll tell you why, because why would Trump do this?
He may be corrupt to a certain extent here. I think his big problem is he's inept.
Yeah, but Mike, the whole point is, at this moment in the timeline here, why would he do that, you know, knowing they're looking at him under a microscope? He wouldn't. And Jim from Illinois has got to understand, there's factions in this country. There's deep state. There's deep state,
Trump,
too.
Trump could be suckering the Democrats into a trap. Trump may know there's nothing there. And he's teasing the Democrats on. He's leading them on to overstep, you know, their claims again. And basically another Russiagate. Russiagate was a huge, huge embarrassment for the Democrats. If Trump can trap them again and go on in and say, no, there wasn't anything impeachable about this phone call with the president of Ukraine, well, that's a double whammy going into the 2020 election.
But, you know, I just want people to know, look what they did to Putin and Assad and Iran when we know Israel and Saudi Arabia is wretched. We know that. You know, we know this. So I don't understand why people don't think that, you know, what's going on here is also not true. Or people got to do their own research, Mike. Don't watch CNN.
The United States of America, and we're truthful, and we're the greatest nation on earth, blah, 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 blah.
And, Mike, that's all I got to have a say. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And we're coming up here on another commercial break here. Apparently, author Peter Schweitzer has dropped Biden corruption documents that proves Hunter Biden was involved in the sale of a U.S. company to China with potential military applications. So it's another Joe Biden pay-for-play scandal with China and literally selling our military technology to what could potentially be our next enemy in the world war. And here's an article that came on out from Global Research basically saying what's going on here is we're seeing the entire corruption of U.S. foreign policy. That it's not just a corruption here, it's not just the Uranium One sale here, it's not just the F-35 sale, it's all being corrupted. It is all for sale by everybody. And that's why they want Trump gone, because he's not part of the game. That's the only thing that makes sense. It's the only thing that explains why so many people are out to get Donald Trump when he's basically given them almost everything that they want. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones to Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. It's good to have you back on the continent.
It's yes. How do you feel being in? Yes, it must feel nice. Now I was. I heard. I think it was Justin. You were talking about abortions in Sweden, and since 1975, it's been legalized, and since then, there's been about 30,000 to 38,000 a year for abortions.
That's
and like
a lot.
You said, the and six. I think it's 5 of 6 rapes committed in Sweden are done by the immigrants that came from 2015. So, and we have bombings every day, shootings every day, and that was almost unheard of. At least it was in 1970. I think we had maybe 1 or 2 shootings a year in the whole country, and that was an everyday occurrence. So, and I read today that Sweden is the most PC country in the world.
Oh, well, how correct. Wonderful that we're looking at PC.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that you're not the most PC country in the world. It's just Sweden, so we take the lead on that. We get the gold. It's getting bad. It's getting worse every day. The economy is going down. The crown is falling from the euro and the dollar. It just fell another, I think, little percentage points. So it's really advantageous if people would like to come to Sweden because you get a lot of money for your dollar. But
well,
for us to go
there, I mean, there's a lot of places around the world. I mean, I understand you can live quite comfortably on $2,000 a month down in Ecuador and Costa Rica. so, you know, it's just very expensive here in the United States of America. And the reason for that is Americans are paying more in taxes than they pay for their housing, food, medical care, education, everything else. Taxes are the largest single expense for the American people. No wonder we're hovering at the edge of poverty.
Yeah, but we have large taxes here as well. We've always had. And
yeah, but you get stuff
Yeah, we
do. You get
do.
Stuff
I,
for
I
it.
Can't.
You get education. You get medical care. Here in the United States, you get taxed. You still have to borrow money to go to school. You get taxed. You still have to pay for your own health insurance. You know, it's just a big money sucking machine.
That's true. I have a friend. He's in Gothenburg now. He's staying there, and he's getting these treatments for prostate cancer. Right. He's going to stay there a month.
Yeah.
And he gets 3 meals a day. They pay for it. They have a special, like a hospital hotel that people with long time treatments can stay in. And it's pretty cheap. It is, but we pay for it. In fact.
All right,
okay,
well, Sebastian,
take care,
I'm gonna
have
to let you go. All right, thanks a lot. We're gonna take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.